This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Let's start with the presidential race and a new poll by Epic MRA on behalf of the Free Press and other news media outlets across the state. Donald Trump has cut into Hillary Clinton's lead in Michigan. Clinton still leads, but with 38% compared to Trump's 35%. Joining us, as they do most Fridays, are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sycamo, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader. Susan, this reflects the national numbers where Clinton is losing ground. What's happening here?
Actually, Donald Trump is gaining ground, and that's the biggest problem. Hillary Clinton is also doing far worse when you factor in the Green Party and Libertarian Party nominees. And head-to-head, she's doing better. Gary Johnson, the Libertarian nominee, is on all 50 states' ballots. So this is definitely a tighter race than it was a couple weeks ago, both in Michigan and nationally. And I think that probably see more ads and visits accordingly.
Ken, Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, is also gaining ground in Michigan with a double digits now, 10%. What does that tell you about the race as we get closer to November?
Well, people clearly are looking for an alternative, or some people are looking for an alternative to Trump and Clinton. I think kind of what's going on is that, by and large, Trump has kind of avoided outrageous and derogatory comments of the past. And I think Clinton's been plagued by questions of honesty and forthrightness when it comes to issues like emails and health and in the Clinton Foundation.
Trump isn't spending much money on TV ads in Michigan, but he has been visiting this state a lot. How much of a difference do you think that made, Susan?
Campaign visits are good for free media, and they're good to inspire your base. They generally aren't going to move too many undecideds. But, you know, he said from the get-go that Michigan is key to his strategy, so I would expect that he will be back here. It's interesting that he's been going to major cities because, you know, looking at the polling, he's doing very well in rural areas, especially up north. And I'm sure they would really appreciate a visit up there.
Yeah, the center of the state and up north seem to be pretty strong Trump. I will say the constant we've been seeing in the polling is something like 13% undecided. At this point, that just blows me away. Let's turn to the State Board of Education. This week, the board approved guidance for schools and making adjustments for LGBTQ students. Ken, conservatives are criticizing this move, saying students should be identified only by the sex on their birth certificate, no adjusting pronouns, no using the bathroom of the sex with which they identify. How do you see this playing out in the schools?
Well, these are guidelines. You know, no school has to comply with them whatsoever. I think conservatives and I think Republicans generally are critical of this because, at least originally, the issue was, you know, do parents really know what's going on here, or will they really know? Kind of a sub-theme is sort of, well, why is the State Board of Education spending so much time on this and not spending time on other educational issues? You've got some federal presence here. There's a federal law. There's a lawsuit that has stayed the federal rules. So it's a combination of, you know, the cultural clash here that Republicans are not comfortable with, the role of parents, and why is the state board spending so much time on this issue?
Susan, some conservative legislators are not happy with the state of Board of Ed because of this. They haven't been for a while, even cutting some funding for a time. It's been suggested to me that the attempt to end straight party voting in Michigan is due to Democrats consistently holding a majority of the positions on the board. Are the two connected?
I've heard the same thing, but I haven't seen any evidence of that. You know, certainly Republicans are frustrated that they're not very competitive at the bottom of the ticket. They don't control any of the educational boards in the state at the moment, and they haven't for quite some time. But, you know, as we all know, the Supreme Court, you know, has ruled that they would not take up the state's appeal. So straight party voting will be on the ballot for 2016.
Finally, the state has once again blocked Tesla from selling cars directly to the consumers. The electric car company wants to open a store and sell the vehicles, but Michigan law requires there must be a dealership not owned by the company, and Tesla's not doing that. Ken, what's the reason for that law?
You know, the law, it says that an automobile manufacturer has to have a contract with independent dealers to sell cars in Michigan. It's a law from a bygone era. Very few states have it, but problem right now. If you want to buy a Tesla, you got in Michigan, you got to go to Ohio or Indiana or Illinois or some other state. It's just an antiquated law that kind of protects over time. It's been used to protect these independent dealers, but it doesn't work for the Tesla business model.
I was going to say, Susan, you can order a car online and have it delivered if you want to order a car online, or as Ken mentioned, go as close as Ohio and buy one. What's Michigan, is Michigan missing out on anything because of this?
Well, Teslas are cutting edge technology in terms of electric vehicles. You know, this is still a niche market, but I think Ken's point is correct that the laws we have regarding car dealerships are very antiquated. You know, and certainly the car dealership lobby was very much against Tesla moving in because of the fear that their business will expand rapidly and start hurting traditional dealers.
That's Susan Demas. She's the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. They joined us by Skype. Hey, guys, have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.